from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday with a Cat Williams ticket giveaway around the corner with the commercial-free expressway. Brian brought us his favorite segment of the show as well. Ask Reddit is coming up at 7:40. Ian Rappaport live, we hope, today from the NFL Network at 8. But, Bobby, while we have some downtime with the Cowboys relaxing after the Raider game, update us on your 53. It is amazing to me. I'm just going to put it out there, full disclosure. It is amazing to me that people care about y'all's 53-man roster projections.
Hey,
it really is.
Why? You don't think we know what we're talking about here?
No, who cares? Like 40 through 53, who cares? Like, oh, I'm going to put this guy on the injured reserve, and who's that going to make room for? Who's that going to make room for in the third linebacker, and who's going to be the fifth wide receiver and all this stuff? It's just it's a testament to the National Football League and just football in general with the popularity. I'm glad that people like it because you do it. I think people like it. Otherwise, we don't need to be talking about it. But everyone throws out their 53-man projections, and I'm like, seriously, like, who can name 40 through 53 on an NFL roster, even for your favorite team?
Well, so if you take a look at this roster, I'm not going to do all the procedural moves. So Chuma Edoga has to be on the roster the first day of the season so they can then throw him on IR. So he's going to be on IR after that. CJ Goodwin, for instance, is probably going to get cut on the first day, and then he's going to just hang around for a little bit so they can IR somebody, and then Goodwin will be signed back a couple days later. So I'm not going with the technical 53 of just like, here's everybody who's on the roster on final cutdown day. I'm more going with by Thursday of that week, Thursday leading into the first game, who's on the roster out of this group. So we broke it down here. I've got 25 players on offense. We're going with three quarterbacks. It's Dak Prescott, Trey Lance, and Cooper Rush. No surprise there. You carry those three. They're not moving on from any of them. Running back. We're going to go heavy here. And one of these guys may be a placeholder that is going to hold a name for a veteran when they acquire him. But if you look at running back, I've got Rico Dowdle, Ezekiel Elliott. I have Royce Freeman on the roster, Malik Davis, and Hunter Lipke. Now, Malik Davis is the one I probably feel the shakiest about. I wouldn't have put him on the roster other than they're chattering about him a lot lately. Like, they're talking about him a little too much. And he is a guy who's been around here for 3 years now. He needed some growing up. He needed some maturing. And I think they feel like he's gotten some of that. But Davis, to me, is he's not excellent in any one area. He's just kind of solid all-around guy and just balanced across the board. So five running backs there, five receivers.
Who gets the most carries game one right now, in your opinion?
Zeke, probably. Receivers, five of them. CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin, and Jalen Brooks. Those are the five that I have. So no Ryan Flournoy. No, Tyron Billy Johnson, Racy McMath, Jalen Cropper, those guys all end up released and hopefully on the practice squad. Tight end, light, three of them. Jake Ferguson, Luke Schoonmaker, John Stevens. Princeton Fant might be a bubble guy who could take that spot from Malik Davis if they decide to move on from him. Offensive line, three tackles, six interior offensive linemen. So your tackles, Tyler Guyton, Terrence Steele, and then after Udoga goes on IR, Josh Ball, who I didn't think there was a chance Josh Ball was going to be on this roster. With all the injuries they've sustained to Earl Bostic and Chuma Udoga and some of the issues that they've had there, I think that Ball showing the flexibility to play either side and has played inside and outside, that they would hold on to him is just, all right, this is a versatile piece that we can have. Interior offensive line, six players. Tyler Smith, Zach Martin, TJ Bass, Brock Hoffman, Cooper Beebe, and Awesome Richards. Richards can play tackle as well, so you've got kind of a flex there. Brian said something interesting on Love the Star yesterday. They were giving TJ Bass some reps at tackle, is what he heard. And Bass played tackle at Oregon, but he's got smaller arms, and Dallas has never played him there. He's always been guard center discussion. So that shows that they're clearly looking to shift things a little bit. They don't feel totally comfortable with the tackle group that they have. Defensive side of the ball. Five defensive ends, and I'm including Micah in this. So Chauncey Golston, DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons, Marshawn Nealand, and then Carl Lawson is the veteran that they keep around instead of Al-Kadeen Muhammad, who Lawson just signed officially yesterday. Defensive tackles, Oso Odighizuwa, Mozzie Smith, Jordan Phillips, who they just acquired, and then Justin Rogers gets the last spot over Albert Huggins. I've got them carrying six linebackers right now, which is really heavy when you consider Mike is going to play some linebacker too, because that would be seven guys on linebacker. So those linebackers, Damone Clark, Eric Kendricks, DeMarvian Overshone, Marist Liafau, Willie Harvey, Nick Vigil. So there's so many questions about health right now. Clark had to sit out practices recently. Overshone got banged up. Kendricks is older and has missed time recently. I feel like they're going to have to fill that depth out a little bit. Cornerbacks, five, Deron Bland, Trayvon Diggs, Jordan Lewis, Kalen Carson, and Andrew Booth, I think, gets the last spot over Eric Scott, or now the pushing Keeman Hall. And then four safeties, Malik Hooker, Donovan Wilson, Wanye Thomas, Marquise Bell. And then the specialists, there's four of them. That would be CJ Goodwin, Brandon Aubrey, Trent Sieg, and Brian Anger. So in general, you're looking at running heavier at running back and linebacker, and skimping a little bit, cutting a little thin at tackle, receiver, defensive tackle, defensive end. Those are going to be areas that are going to be a little thinner naturally because of the way that you're going to have to run heavier at other spots on the roster.
All right, there it is. Bobby Belts, updated 53. Now, what is the biggest difference in yours that some other beat reporters and people who cover the team have?
I don't have Huggins on the roster right now. A lot of people have Huggins on there as the defensive tackle. I have Malik Davis on there. A lot of people have started cutting Malik Davis and not including him on there. Most people, I feel like, are carrying six running backs and carrying 11 defensive backs. So they've either got a fifth safety or a sixth corner. I think that with as much as Zimmer's going to play three linebackers and as questionable as the health is there and the stability is there, they've got to carry depth. They've got to have guys that they can consistently put out there. So that's probably the biggest difference.
I hated my beloved National Football League for a second yesterday. Well, for a minute, maybe even a little bit longer, because the Sunday ticket price came out and it's getting more expensive. This is from John Oran. The out-of-market game package is now available. So you're in the Metroplex, ton of transplants, right? And you're a 49er fan or you're a Giant fan. Well, the out-of-market game package for you to watch your team via the Apple App Store for viewing on an iPad or iPhone, $679.99. $680 for the NFL out-of-game package. Red Zone, my favorite. What I have to have, $740. Crushing.
I'm so confused because I thought the whole point of the lawsuit in part was about how it was antitrust. You were limiting competitors and the, how much was it? $200 before this? I don't remember how much Sunday ticket was. It's been forever since I bought it. But the cost of Sunday ticket, they talked about, was inflated because it was antitrust. There were no competitors and they were making up a price point. So now it's going to be three times that. after the lawsuit? That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't remember paying $740 last year. I was rooting for the National Football League to lose this lawsuit, lose $12 billion. And then I think at last check, the ruling got reversed.
Yeah, there was like an injunction, or there was something that was put on hold that legally had kind of put things on hold for a little bit because the judge said they didn't follow his instructions.
Tolo's responding to this last night when I posted to OG Wade. What? Is this real? Anthony, is financing available? I feel they should have that available. Redbeard, hope you can write it off or get reimbursed. I do write it off every single year, but that's still half. Gerald couldn't believe it. Wesley says they can keep it. And Curtis P says, ridiculous. Broadest burner account says, God bless streaming, and of course, everyone coming in with their fire sticks as well. This is insanity, but I have to pay it. I can't go without Red Zone. I can't.
But so, do you not have Red Zone as just like an add-on to your TV?
Yeah, like it was just some type of package I added through DirecTV, and I felt last year I was like, oh, this isn't that much. Oh, I don't have to buy the NFL Sunday ticket. I can just get the Red Zone on the side. But this is more expensive. They're like, oh, Red Zone is better than the Sunday ticket, so we're gonna charge more for it.
Isn't that Red Zone? That's not Red Zone on its own, is it? I thought that was packaged with Red Zone.
Oh, packaged with Red Zone.
So yeah, you're not paying $7. That's if it's packaged with Sunday ticket. So yeah, if you were still buying Sunday ticket with Red Zone, it was gonna be $740 or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, $740 package. Okay. So Red Zone on its own. Hopefully still affordable.
Yeah, because I think it's on YouTube TV, I think it's $10-$15 a month.
Okay.
Add it, something like that. And so I just add it for the NFL season. And to me, Red Zone makes Sunday ticket completely useless unless you're trying to watch your team every week out of market.
Unless you're not a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, if you're trying to keep up with every single game out of market. If you're just an NFL fan who's trying to keep up with what's
just
going on
your team.
Slate.
Like my meatball friend is a Giants fan, he has to get the package. Has to.
Which the benefit of being...
Who lives here in Colleyville.
Which the benefit of being here is...
So he can afford it.
You're going to get half or more of the Giants games naturally on TV.
Because, doesn't matter.
Because NFC East, they play all the NFC East games locally.
Doesn't matter. You're diehard, you have to watch your team every single week.
Would you want to pay to watch the Giants? if you were a Giants fan, would you pay to watch Daniel Jones throw those Carson Wentz interceptions?
No. Imagine being a Viking fan, you paid for this here in the Metroplex. You paid for this and then JJ gets hurt. I'm getting a refund back. Yeah. Speaking of money and football, one of my most disliked coaches in the entire sport, Mike Gundy, saying something that Bobby agrees with. Mike Gundy saying, yo, players, NIL, transfer, bribing you, paying you, all that stuff, it's over right now.
That's what I told the players.
You can just,
there's no negotiating now. Portal's over. Right.
You can enjoy
all negotiations history. Now we're playing football.
You can enjoy
just coaching and playing football.
Conference and a 12-team playoff, yep. And everything being so different, mm-hmm. Just the newness of it all.
Yeah, and you know, the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Get them to start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun. Because there's been so much other stuff going on, it's been hard to really focus on football.
I actually like this from Gundy because I'm not a Gundy fan. I think most of the stuff that he says, he's a total jackass. Yep. You hear horror stories behind the scenes of how he treats people in Stillwater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's awful. He is a dictator there in Stillwater. And he can run the community that way because Stillwater is a college community. It's like the heavy-handed, what are you going to do? If I cut off access, you know, what are you going to do to cover sports in this city if I cut you off? And so he can be awful. But I think this is dead on. Like, you can't just have players coming back consistently throughout the year, having agents call the school and go, hey, you got to find me some more NIL money here in the middle of November. No. Like you said, revisit it again in December after the season's over, and we'll figure things out then. But right now, it's time for you to focus on what you're actually being paid now with this NIL stuff, what you're being paid to do, which is to show up and play football. And you had 9 months to figure that out. Now it's time to actually go out there and play the game.
All right. I thought with LeBron and his podcast, we were going to get like a basketball education. I didn't really get into it and dive into it with JJ Redick. Now, of course, it's over because Redick is the head coach. But if a genius at their craft speaks, I generally like to listen. I appreciate that. The opportunity to learn from the absolute best.
Thank you.
You're going to have Belichick this year on McAfee and Tom Brady in the booth. Let's learn some football lessons on this season and whether the Cowboys are included or not from the greatest of all time. And let's see early on if Tom Brady is going to be better than Tony Romo. Expressway, commercial free, with a Cat Williams giveaway and Ask Reddit next on Sean and Bobby.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are in the commercial-free expressway on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Sean Sharif, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell, RJ out this week on vacation, golfing in Michigan, matching outfits and all.
Every single time, man. Every single time. It's the, I've never, how many times has he done this now, the matching outfits? A dozen? It's every time he goes out there. And I know he's not doing this. He's not buying those.
No. What irritates me, though, is RJ thinks he's a fashionista now, and he can sit there and look us up and down and judge our style. There's a photo from a fan dinner years and years ago where RJ looked like a damn traffic cone. He came in with this bright orange golf polo, and it's like, okay, this is not the guy to be preaching to you about style and fashion. Now he thinks he can because he gets his clothes picked out for him.
Which is the more irritating development where he thinks he's an expert, the fashionista, or how he now thinks he's like the whiskey expert and he's the whiskey snob?
Oh, or country.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
His hat, his truck.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Fast and the Furious bought a truck.
Yep. The whiskey one can get a little pretentious at times.
Yeah.
Where he's like,
I hate going out to dinner with him because it's like, especially if it's like a bill that he knows someone else is paying for. And he's like, yeah, give me the $30 glass one.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
Yeah.
We did finally expose freeloading Choppy, though. Like, we put it all out there on the Oxnard trip. Like, we put it all out there.
Shamed him into taking his wine bottles back on his own, or his liquor bottles back on his own. He didn't throw it on Red's cab.
That's the other thing. Like, alcohol Choppy. Like, that was that transformed. Like, it's just a chameleon.
He's like Trey Lance. He's showing growth.
Yeah,
he's like, changing.
He'd come down in the lobby, and I'm like, are you buzzed off of like 3 sips? He's like, I'm upstairs taking shots. I'm like, what?
After Sarah left?
You used to say that drinking in your house alone was a sign of an alcoholic. You never had alcohol in your house. I remember those days. And I had this one big like seltzer, like a Truly leftover or something. And I was like, anyone want this? We're leaving in the morning. And he's like, I can't. I had 3 shots already. I'm like, you're driving me at 8:30. 6:45 a.m. And then you had to, you know, factor in your choppy exaggeration on it, where it's like, oh, it wasn't four. It was probably three.
Yeah.
Like 2.5. I had to finish off the bottle.
There is the bluster. A little bit of the bluster still over.
And he doesn't care, though. Like, he'll pay for it. In the airport, if we're getting drinks.
Yeah.
He's like, Casamigos. I'm like, and then he looks at the bill and he's like, how is this? I said, you just ordered a high-level tequila in an airport restaurant.
We never got to that, by the way, when we were at Rockin' Brews on the trip back from Oxnard, and he asks the waiter, like, what would your recommendation be for the tequila? And he tells him, he goes, basically like, all right, well, screw you. I want this. And, like, he said, well,
that's what my wife accuses me of doing.
Yeah, but, like, when it...
She's like, why do you even ask the waitress? Why do you ask?
It is a question of, like, when you get asked, which tequila is your what would you recommend? And he goes, man, I'd go with this one. It's cheaper. It does this. Is it? And yeah. Then he goes, okay, well, I don't want that. Give me this.
Yeah, I would have gone with the waiter's suggestion on that. Sometimes I just want to know, like, what the best two things on the menu, and I want them to say what I'm thinking to verify and confirm it.
Which I did shame him that, because I called it out right there with the waiter. I was like, I would have taken your suggestion for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And then Choppy was like, I don't mind. No, yeah, give me that. Yeah, that sounds good. Give me that. And then he ended up having to order it, and he said he didn't like it.
All right, so that's Choppy, living it up in Gaylord, Michigan, the Gaylord Golf Mecca. It is awesome out there, just for the weather alone. The people that run it, I absolutely love as well, with Paul and Barry and Susan. It's not cash for me. I get nothing out of it. It's cash for Choppy.
And I blew all your minds the other day walking out when I told you that's the longest tenured mayor in American history.
The longest tenured what?
Or longest tenured mayor. So, like, the mayor of...
A horse?
No, like the mayor. What, mayor? You want me to say
there
mayor?
Mayor.
It's mayor.
Mayor. Mayor.
It is.
Did you hear him saying it?
No.
Mayor
gonna,
Eric Johnson.
You're going to lose this one.
No, it's not mayor? It's not mayor. It's mayor.
So, you're telling me mayor is one syllable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're wrong. You're gonna be wrong on this.
I mean, I... Did.
One or two, Fantex, 877-881-1053. Is he saying it right? The mayor... of a town, the mayor of a city.
Yeah.
And you're saying, you're leaving out the Y. You're going mayor.
It all kind of just blends together. Mayor.
I'm Googling right now. I know I'm right. I'm just Googling to be able to shove my computer in your face.
No, it doesn't. Like,
is mayor okay. One or two syllables?
You wouldn't accept that I was right about sherbet.
And I'm not accepting it.
It's,
you
there's
lost
no second
it. You got destroyed.
There's
the
no second test. R in there. It doesn't even. It's not even spelled the way you're claiming.
3-2-1. Bobby is wrong. AF. 817 says it's two syllables. 940 says mayor.
So. You know, I think this is an Odyssey app recording. PayPay. Throw out the instruction on that. Can you say mayor or mare yourself and explain to Bobby or myself? Is it one or two syllables? On the Odyssey app. How do they do it, PayPay?
Yeah, so Tolos, it's real simple. You go to the Odyssey app, just click on 105.3 The Fan, and then there's a microphone button in the middle of your screen. You hit that, and you can record up to a minute-long message, and then just submit it with your name and where you're from, and then we'll play it back here on the station.
Boy,
Mayor, say it again.
Mayor.
No, see, all right, you're kind of adjusting it.
No, Mayor.
Mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor
Eric Johnson.
Are you saying, like, Mayor?
Mayor Eric
but
Johnson.
But you believe it's one syllable.
It's a like, as everybody said on the fan text, it's a Texas thing. It's one syllable in Texas.
Okay.
And by the way, everybody is saying that on fan text. You're very convenient back there, you little punk, the way you're reading off, like, 817 says two, 321 says two. You didn't read any of the ones
that's
that were flooding
well,
in
call
saying
me John
one.
Machota, then. You know, I read what I want. or say what I want.
Wow. That's what RJ does, too. He selectively reads off the fan text. All right, what do you color with, Bobby?
The crayon.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were
going
to say crown.
I thought you were going to say crown. Do you say crown?
No, I say crayon.
Okay. All right.
That still sounded kind of weird.
I need to hear the recordings to play back at 9 o'clock. I'm writing this down. Mayor at 9.
Yeah, use it in a sentence. Try to come up. You don't just like throw the word out there. You use mayor in a sentence and it'll be good.
All right. Tom Brady did a big sit down with Stephen A. Smith. Of course, he's going to be the lead analyst, kicking Greg Olson to the curb with the Fox broadcast booth. Bobby, I have categories for you to pick from.
Ooh,
what would you like to hear the GOAT talk about? The biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs. The top five best quarterbacks in football.
Ooh.
The wrong being done to young quarterbacks or the best teammates on a football squad.
Let me hear. I want to hear the top five quarterbacks.
Because okay.
I saw a list from Peyton Manning this morning that made me upset.
Peyton gave his top five?
Peyton had a list, apparently.
All right. You get Peyton's list.
All right.
at number one, Pat Mahomes. Number two, Josh Allen, who we saw up close and personal in the AFC East. Number three, Lamar Jackson. How do you like that? At number four, Joe Burrow. And then he kind of got some assistance off of this with Stephen A. Aaron Rodgers at number five. So Lamar at three, Aaron Rodgers at five. I know you're going to take issue with.
A big issue. That's Aaron Rodgers is the whole thing.
Can you at least admit, like, you don't know what Rodgers is going to be? It's the biggest unknown.
In a sense of, like, I don't know potentially how much worse it could be.
No,
because where he was at the last time we saw him was not top five anymore. The last time we saw him play was not top five. And then he tore his Achilles, and now it's a year later. He's not going to level up past that.
The last time you're talking his last year in Green Bay.
Yes. He had not played as well as, like, he had in recent years. And so he's not gotten better 2 years later and off an Achilles. He'll either be around the same or worse. And so to me, that's not a top five quarterback. But I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. It could still be passable. It could still win you football games. I don't know. But it's not something where he's going to magically level up coming off of an Achilles injury.
All right. He had 26 touchdown passes and 12 picks with 3,700 yards last year in Green Bay. With a 91 rating. Not QBR, but quarterback rating. So that was last year in Green Bay. Still pretty decent. 26 touchdown passes.
Boy, he...
With no weapons. Don't tell Matt LaFleur that. But no Devontae, right? Devontae was not there.
I don't know, because that was the last year where Devontae was... He wasn't sure. He didn't have any certainty, so he left. Peyton Manning's list is remarkably similar. He doesn't rank them, but he has his top five, like his names. And he had Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and then he had Herbert instead of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
But they're very similar. I take issue with Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, to each their own, I guess.
All right, this is kind of the clip going the most viral. What Tom believes is being done to young quarterbacks incorrectly just coming into the league.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately, like in Michigan, for me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason in training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
Why? Well, what's wrong?
My biggest takeaway from this is he is. I don't think he's going to be good in the booth with just the way he he sounds like a televangelist. like open your Bibles to Matthew and hear about how Michigan I read defenses and what is this delivery that he's doing now? It's interesting him talking about like the
where's the bell.
That's not that bad.
Where's the bell?
I don't know. It is somewhere around here.
You told me you saw it the other day.
Over back behind one of those monitors or something. I don't know. But the idea that he was better prepared.
Bastard probably even stole the bell out of here. They're like, I can do something with this at home.
It's right behind that monitor right over there. See, well, I told you.
I retract.
So I think it's funny because you're seeing more and more
funny
that quarterbacks are more ready to play now than they were in Brady's era. Like, way more consistently. Because a lot of the college...
But he's saying it's because we're dumbing it down.
But I don't think that's it. I think it's the college concepts and the NFL concepts are blending to each other. And a lot of people would say the read option stuff and some of the things that you're asked to do would be more complex. Yeah, you are needing to read a defense and need to do these different things. That is something that is going to cause more problems. But you still have reads with the read option. I mean, it's right there in the name. And there's a fluidity to it and the options. Now, here in Dallas, they were trying to get rid of the option routes because they felt like, oh, it's too complicated. It's too much. Not for the quarterback, but it's, you know, it's something where there's just too much confusion. It can happen too easily. So I understand that line of thinking, but I don't think there's anything wrong necessarily with, we all wanted college concepts to come into the NFL and to bring offenses into a more modern era. And in bringing those concepts in, you naturally see quarterbacks who are better prepared to walk in and play right away. You're seeing success earlier because they've dealt with these concepts at the college level. Dan Mullen ran a pro-style offense in college. That's one of the things that the Cowboys and Dak have talked about, that when he first got here to Dallas, gave him an advantage, was he got on the whiteboard to work with Garrett during like Senior Bowl or Combine or one of them, and Dak knew all of the stuff that they were asking him to do. Like, he's like, oh, we have different names for it, but I know all these concepts. Like, I understand all this. And it does give you certain advantages in that respect. But you've also got guys like CJ Stroud and some other guys in recent history who have been able to jump right in and make an impact immediately because those concepts have blended.
This next one is a little bit weird. Stephen A. asked him, by the way, are they all gathered at this thing put on by the guy who has the white party? Is that what this is?
Oh, is this the Fanatics event?
Yeah.
The Michael Rubin thing?
Yeah.
I know they've done those. They did that this past weekend. I don't know if this is where it was from.
This guy does the best job at gathering the biggest names in sports because they all want to, what?
Gathering the entertainers or gathering the famous people?
They all want to make it to this, you know, white party that Micah Parsons and everyone else goes to. I don't know how much they get paid to all gather, but they gather.
What actually happens at that party? A white party? Like the whole, like, wearing the, everybody wears white clothes and it's everybody wants this mysterious image. I just feel like
I
feel like 10 years from now, we're going to have some, like, expose from the New York Times, like, inside the white party and their sordid details and everything that's awful about it.
I'm dying to hear it.
I think they're going to come out sounding similar to other parties we've heard about in the media in recent years.
The Jerry party?
No, I meant the Diddy ones.
Oh, good grief. I don't know how it hasn't gotten out at this point in time. But Stephen A. asked them the biggest threats to the Chiefs in the AFC. He gave them whatever generic answer, Bills and Bengals. But then Stephen A. said, biggest threats to the Chiefs in the NFL. I don't know whether he meant NFC, but Tom listed off San Francisco, Green Bay, and the L.A. Rams. Dan Orlovsky getting to Tom Brady with the L.A. Ram love. And I was like, okay, is this for the – there's no way top threats in the NFL to Kansas City. Any name, just three NFC teams? Or is he loving the Packers and the Rams that much, which would be a problem for the Cowboys?
Yeah, that's – I mean, look, there's a lot of people who are high on what the Rams are doing or what the Rams can do. Packers are obviously one of these – can take a leap teams because they finished so strong at the back half of the year. They came in and just punched Dallas in the mouth and dominated them. And honestly, probably should have beaten San Francisco the way they played that game early, the way they got up and were causing issues for the 49ers. They very easily could have been in the NFC title game. So I get buying on the Packers to make a leap and projecting that. The Rams is harder for me because of some of the losses that they had and Stafford's a year older, but everybody seems to buy in on Stafford being like a top five, top six quarterback right now, which is still absurd to me that you would come down on that point at this point in time.
All right. Finally, Tom Brady on the best teammates that he had during the legendary career.
The best players I had and the best teammates I ever had, they showed up to work every day. I never had to worry about their effort or their attitude. I knew that when I called a play, Wes Welker, he was going to run his ass off on every play, whether he got it or whether he didn't. I never thought for one second whether he was going to do the right thing or not. That is frees my mind up to do what I need to do because my job's not easy. And if I got to worry about, oh, God, I look out and I see a receiver, I'm like, oh, God, he doesn't even look like he knows. He barely lined up right. He's looking over at the sideline. It looks like he's trying to ask the coach, what do I got? And I'm like, he's out. I'm throwing the ball somewhere else.
But would you? Some coaches see that for themselves. Some coach looks for the leaders to see that for them as well. Which kind of player were you?
Well, no, I would just tell him directly. He's out. Put him out. I'm not. And I would tell the coach. And I would tell the coach, don't put him in because I'm not throwing him the ball. Right. So you put him in, just that we got 10 guys out there.
I always wonder how much that actually happened. Like, he's not getting the ball again from Peyton Manning, and whether he just like didn't ever throw or look that guy's way.
This is a point that there's certain aspects or certain standards that people in the NFL have, coaches, players, things like that, that are important to remember when you're starting to figure out, when we did 53-man roster, we're talking about who's going to win a starting job. These are the things that are massively important to like those individuals. So for instance, as much as it blows people's minds, whenever we talked about Chuma Edoga was going to be the first team tackle when they got to camp, and there was a good shot he was going to be the first team tackle right out of the gate for the season, it's because things like, what is your job? Yeah. Do you know what you're supposed to do? I don't care how talented you are. What's your job? Do you know how to do it? Dennis Houston was active as an undrafted free agent rookie in game one when Jalen Tolbert was made inactive as a third-round pick rookie for the exact reason that Brady just described. Dak felt like, I know where Dennis Houston is going to be. Dennis Houston is going to run the route the precise way, the right way. He's going to line up the right way. He knows what his job is, and he's going to do it. And I can work with that. I can't work with somebody, Jalen Tolbert, who can't even line up properly in overtime in Green Bay. I can't work with somebody who takes the route, you know, instead of 12 yards, he's running 13 or he's running 11. And now you're messing with my ability to be precise and you're threatening turnovers. I'm not playing with that. And coaches, they get really picky and particular about things like that, as this is super important to what I want to do there. So whenever you hear us talking about Guyton or Tolbert or some of the reasons why, it's like, why wouldn't they just be given the job? It's that stuff that they still have to learn as a young player.
All right, so there it is, trying to learn some lessons from the GOATs. I think the best was probably the quarterback answer, the best broadcast answer. Bobby didn't agree with the meat and cheese of it, but not blown away yet. Did a lot of agreeing with Stephen A., a lot of generic answers. We'll see how it is in the broadcast booth.
I don't think I've heard your official prediction. Do you think he's going to be good or not?
I think he's going to be good. Great, I don't know. Let's see if he does the X's and O's breakdown that Tony Romo kind of like left behind. I like that. Like, look out for this, look out for that. I personally like that. Some people, Choppy, Brian Billick, felt like it was a show-off.
Try hard.
And try hard.
A little bit of try hard,
and messing things up a little bit. Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on. Got over 500 right now on YouTube. Hello to Rex, David, Mr. Jesse, see Elma, Lil Cowboy. Workout on there. Let's see if you can win these Cat Williams tickets.
All right, Tolos, right now, call a number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Cat Williams at the Windstar World Casino and Resort on September 27th. That's call a number 10 at 877-881-1053.
There it is, a monster giveaway from the promo department. Thank y'all for hooking up our Tolos with that here on Sean and Bobby. And we're going to have it tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday as well during the commercial-free expressway. Let's get to Brian Broaddus' favorite segment of the show before Ian Rappaport live at 8 o'clock. Let's ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
Yes, it's time for Ask Reddit, a segment so great that even that while Brian Broaddus hates me, he's still tuned in, no doubt, right now, as much as he hates me because he loves this segment so much. You can weigh in on some of these questions on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text at 877-881-1053. That's 877-881-1053. You can also chime in on the Twitch or on the YouTube, and we're going to kick these around the studio. These are the most viral questions being asked over on Reddit over the last week. And we're going to start with Sean Sharif. We have to, because we're doing Cat Williams ticket giveaway. Sean Sharif, what celebrity are you unable to like because of just how fake they come off?
Oh. Well, for athlete, it's easily Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Like I think I'm keeping Russell Wilson out of the Hall of Fame because his personality. It could be just off his play, but I can't stand. He's so fake. He's so fraudulent. Watching the Pittsburgh Steelers struggle so much at quarterback right now is bringing me so much joy. It really is. And it is a testament to the 70 Steelers that they are still talked about as much on national TV I mean, it's kind of a Cowboy-esque that they get TV time being in that small market. Sorry, Mike McCarthy, because of the legendary franchise that has not won anything since Roethlisberger, but still more than the Cowboys. But Russell Wilson, from a sports standpoint, he's my easy number one.
Steve from Tyler says Russell Wilson is a dweeb. Nick Rodriguez says Justin Timberlake over on the YouTube. TW1G says Brie Larson. Boy, have you seen
Brie Larson? Who's that?
She was a Captain Marvel woman.
Okay.
That's who she was. She played Amy Schumer's sister in Trainwreck. Have you seen how much Blake Lively is getting crushed recently? Jared's girl?
No.
Ooh, she's getting a bunch of interviews
I've
pulled
seen her
up
trending.
Of her just being like a snob or way too flippant, or there's a lot of people who are accusing her of being a total phony and a fraud recently. Obviously,
you know, the other one is Miranda Lambert. People can't stand, although I don't know if she hides it much, but everyone thinks she's a pain in the ass. Ellen DeGeneres, an all-time one seed,
dude,
that I fell for.
She faked that.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she's been completely. She started doing a stand-up tour last month or a couple months ago, and she was doing her material talking about that whole thing, and after a while, it became too uncomfortable for her, and she just stopped. She wouldn't do the material anymore, so she's not talking about it.
Artemio
at all
says, Dan Orlovsky, oh my God, I sent the boys something yesterday. This really did prove Bobby's point the most. Orlovsky could not answer what he majored in college. It made me sick. It made me sick to think Bobby could be 100% right, or that Orlovsky. The only out is he that dumb? Is he dumb? Like, really, is he dumb?
And if he's that
he
dumb,
could not. What person doesn't remember what they majored in? Are you serious? Are you serious? This little act, or is he really that? I'm leaving open the possibility of stupidity.
And if he's that dumb, how can you take anything else he says seriously? Any other analysis? Right. By the way, Jared Sandler already texting us about Blake Lively. Shut up about Blake. It's clout chasers. She's a queen and a saint, is what Jared Sandler has to say.
Nicholas Gonzalez says Stephen A. fake. You know, I think a lot of people thought that for the good after he came on our show. They're like, oh my God, I like Stephen A. So that makes them think what he does on television even more is fake. Fair point.
Yeah, EJL Viking says Stephen A. Smith. I, of course, am going to go Jason Tatum. Think he's a total fraud, total phony.
Mm.
Outside of that, though, I really can't stand Tyra Banks and never have.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
She just comes out like her talk show and that America's Next Top Model stuff. It all just came off so female Russell Wilson to me. Peyton Russell, who's a celebrity you just can't stand because they come off so fake?
Just any Kardashian, really. You know, like I saw, you know, I've watched a little bit of Keeping Up with Kardashians early on, and it just everything is so fake that I can't believe anything they say anymore. And any product they advertise, it's just like I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I think the realest one is Khloe. There's Kim, there's Courtney. I can't stand her. It's Khloe, the Tristan Thompson one. But yeah, I get it.
We're doing Ask Reddit.
Realest one might be Kaylin.
We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan, 877-881-1053. That's 877-881-1053. Peyton Russell, this is good for you because I don't know that you always know the right thing to say. What is a question a man should never ask of a woman, no matter how tempting?
Well, the easy one is weight, I think. But one I also think is a little is body count. I think it comes off as judging immediately, because if they say a low number or a high number, it's like, okay, you're judging immediately, which I mean, I think is true. I think I would judge if a girl gave me, you know, a high number if I'm trying to date them or something.
What's a high number to you?
Well, I guess it depends on
for your age. If you met somebody your age, what would you say? That's a high number.
Oh gosh.
And I'm judging you.
Anything north of 10.
Okay.
My age.
Double digits.
Yeah.
Sean, what is a question you should never ask a woman, no matter how tempting?
I don't know. People say, don't ask them what's wrong with you. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
I violate that. Weight, obviously. I think you should, you know, that. And then people say age. But I'm trying to think of a different answer. You have one?
I think, yeah, just in general, any of the, obviously.
Who are you voting for?
The, is it your time of the month? Like that kind of thing is never met well.
I stopped that.
I find that like questioning how they're doing something when they're in the middle of it is never. So like, don't you think you should be doing this? Or like, don't like, they don't, a lot of times in my experience, they don't take that as like helpful advice or guidance. They're just like, oh, you think I'm stupid. Yeah. You don't think I can do this. You're mansplaining to me. And then
it is irritating though. Someone's sitting there making dinner and then someone comes up and they're like, you're doing it this way? You're doing it that way?
512, are you pregnant? 903, yeah. Can never ask breast size. 469, is the kid mine? Can never ask that question. Some of the other questions here, Artemio says on the YouTube, why are you crying? That's another one. If you don't know, you better not be asking. Twolo Vader says, what do you want for dinner? No matter what is said, it will be wrong. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean Sharif, what dead celebrity would absolutely hate their current fan base?
I actually tried to prepare for this a little bit, and you're not asking.
All right, give me the one you haven't asked.
The first three.
All right, what difficult truths, the sooner you accept them, the better your life will be.
Well, Peyton. Did you have an answer for the dead celebrity? I think that's a fascinating question. So if y'all have them, all right.
Kurt Cobain.
Ask the question again.
What dead celebrity would absolutely hate their current fan base? Kurt Cobain would. Cobain would hate becoming this idolized.
Their current fan base, you're talking about in terms of a fan of them or the genre?
Like a fan of them, like of what they do. Because I think Cobain would just despise how mainstream everything that he did has become. And like all the Nirvana stuff. I think he would be super put off by all the basic fans that he would have today and being slapped all over t-shirts. Peyton?
So I went with Bill Russell with Boston. I think any past Celtic great, you know, would just absolutely hate the current fan base there.
I mean,
well, he hated the current when he was alive.
Yeah, Bill Russell was dealing with a lot of stuff being in Boston.
I get where you're coming from there.
Sean, what difficult truths, the sooner you accept them, the better your life will be.
Well, everyone's going to say, life is not fair. But to me, I think a truth that I'm going to try to like teach my kids early on is like everything turns out like balanced in life. I think everything. You might think, oh my gosh, this person's got a sweet job. And I'll do this math in my head. I'm like, they're still like probably working 8 hours. Like this good happened, that bad's going to happen. That bad happened, this good's going to happen. Like balance. Life is about balance.
Yeah, like there is... So Kristen a lot of times will say, well, that's just what happens to me. Or, oh, no, of course that would happen to me. And my whole thing is just like, yeah, but you're not seeing where it, like, bails you out on the other end. Like, there is a, like for every time you get the screws put to you by chance or the universe, like, it generally is going to come back the other side. You're just not always as aware of getting that benefit in that moment. But, yeah, I think over time the scales even out a little bit. Peyton?
Don't be afraid to leave people in the past. You know, not every friend is meant to be there till the very end. So it's like if you don't accept that and you're thinking, oh, this guy's my friend, I can't leave him even though, you know, they're, you know, bullying me or whatever like that. Like, it's okay to just leave people in the past. Just get rid of them.
What if I say, you're not going to end up with her? Your middle school girlfriend, your high school girlfriend, you're not going to end up with her. How many are going to listen to that? None.
Zero.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the reality for a lot of people. The answer for me on this would be, and I had to accept this very early on in life, Sean. Some people just are not going to like you, no matter how hard you care or try. That's why as soon as you are free to the fact of people are not going to like me or there are going to be people that don't like me no matter what I do, then you're not going to get as hung up on those things. You're not going to worry about those sort of fluctuations.
Taylor on the Team Tolo text says, happy wife, happy life. And I found that out yesterday. Expressway, commercial free with a Cat Williams ticket giveaway every single morning this week here on Sean and Bobby. Ian Rappaport, live from the NFL Network. When is all this Cowboy contract drama going to end? Rap Sheet joins us next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.